Well, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers. And I want to speak with regard to fathers this morning and return to a subject that we once have looked at before on Father's Day, and I think it's so important. I want to back up and cover some of the same territory as we have in the past. It's been a while, 4 or 5 years since we've actually addressed this. But don't know if you remember or not, but the title that I have used before that I want to use again is Bastards and Not Sons. The subject of bastards and not sons. There is scarcely a more important word in Scripture than the word father. It occurs some 1,500 times in the Scripture, either as father or fathers or the fatherless, etc. It is, maybe to your surprise, the first word in the Hebrew dictionary. It's found, of course, in the word Abraham, or the father word Abba. It's a Chaldee word, and if you look it up in a Hebrew dictionary, it means high and exalted. In our culture, it is generally thought that the mother is the most important figure in the family, but statistics show that the father is equally important and maybe even more so than what has typically been thought. For example, and this is something that's just dawned on me recently. Have you ever noticed on TV, if you happen to watch Cops or Live PD or Alaskan Troopers or any of those programs, have you ever noticed how many of those people that they work with do not have an ID? And I asked Dave Vitek of the Miami County Sheriff's Department what that situation was like, and he said yes. He said 75% of the people that we deal with do not have IDs. And that fits in so much with other statistics that I have found. For example, 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from homes where no father is involved. Mostly bastards and not sons. 75% of all adolescent patients in drug abuse centers come from homes where no father is involved. Mostly bastards and not sons. 71% of all high school dropouts come from homes where there's no father involved. Mostly bastards and not sons. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger come from homes where no father is involved. Mostly are bastards and not sons. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from homes where there are no father involved. Mostly bastards and not sons. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 63% of youth suicides are from homes where no father is involved. 72% of pregnant teens are from a home where there's no father involved. 75% of black children today are born not knowing their father. Bastards and not sons. Fathers, you that are fathers, the statistics show beyond a shadow of a doubt that your position as father is vital and the utmost importance in raising productive children. And by the way, it does not start when they are teens, but at the ages of 1.5, 2, and 3, learning, for example, or teaching to tie shoes, teaching and helping them to learn to read, wiping their noses, for example, teaching handkerchief instead of sleeve. Thank you and please. Yakety yak, don't talk back. Take out the papers and the trash, etc. You don't get no spending cash. All of these things are so important, and the father has to be dominant in these situations. You see, males, me included, us males, we have a bad habit. We will dominate either as predators or as providers. This predator scenario is what has happened, particularly in the black community, to a great extent for many years, and now is becoming permanent in the white community as well. What is that? The culture has become a matriarchal system where the welfare state has demasculized men as providers and turned them into predators, preying on the checks, the money, and the sexual favors of the matriarchs. While the matriarchs are what? Triple locked in their apartments because of the violence on the street. I have a great example of this scenario. Many of you know I was very active in the prison ministry some years back, in the Bill Glass prison ministry. I was in the Cook County Jail there in Chicago. The jail houses some 15,000 inmates. Of that 12 to 15,000, perhaps 70% are black. Maybe the other 30% are white. I've asked this question to you before, maybe you remember. How many do you think out of that 15,000 were Jewish? Well, you might think maybe 1 or 2%, maybe 150, 200 and some, maybe Jewish out of that 15,000. No, 6%. No, 6 inmates out of 15,000 were Jewish. How did I know that? Well, I ask. Why is that? Well, the black community, the Jewish community, both have been downtrodden for centuries. The difference is the fathers. One race, the black race, has a matriarchal system. No fathers on the scene. And what do you have? Bastards and not sons. The other, the Jewish race, has a patriarchal system. And even though the Jewish people have been in bondage, battered, butchered, killed, the strong position of the Jewish father has kept the kids out of jail, even today. They have taken the scripture to heart. What is that? Well, the fifth commandment says, honor your father. Just to let you know, I'm not making this all up. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5. Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 12, page 1843 in your companion Bible. Hebrews chapter 12, page 1843. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse number 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. The first thing to understand here in this scripture, first of all, I don't know if you recognize that's quoted from what Tim read there in Proverbs chapter 3. But the first thing to remember here is to understand is this word chasteneth. It is a Greek word. The Greek word is paideia, P-A-I-D-E-I-A. It's Greek word number 3809. You can look it up in a Greek dictionary. It is not what you think. Therefore, something brutal, scourging. It's not what you think. This chasteneth. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. It's page 1813. 2 Timothy chapter 3. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See that word instruction? That's the same Greek word as is translated chasteneth. By the way, you notice in there that's not thoroughly, that word is in the next verse there is throughly, that the man of God may be perfectly, throughly furnished unto all good works. I mean, he's permeated these with this instruction. But it's the same word that's used as chasteneth back there in Hebrew. The second thing I point out there is the meaning of the word scourging. Back in Hebrews in verse 6, For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son when he receiveth scourging. In verse 6, it's not beating your kid's two eyes into one. Here the word scourging is the word musar, M-U-S-A-R. It is an oral word. It's not corporate. It's discipline when coupled with the paideia culminates in education. What oral education? Not a brutal beating and scourging of your children. It's oral education. And you notice it's not from a village. But a father with time that will take with the children. What does it prove? This oral instruction, what does it prove? It proves verse 6, For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. It proves that the father loves the children. And those without this love are usually what? Bastards and not sons, for the most part. Doesn't have to be that way, but the statistics are huge in that direction, 75% and 80%. So the importance of the position of father cannot be overstressed. And as Paul understood, stresses it. Turn back in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, page 1769. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Provoke means not in rage. Don't pick at them. Don't discipline in anger. Nurture. That word nurture. Remember the word chasten that we looked at? We saw that it was translated instruction in 2 Timothy. Here, it's the same word. It's translated nurture. So this instruction, this nurture, this teaching, the time as a father shows the father's love to the children. The word there, admonition. Admonition, a mild rebuke or warning. It's not the same word as this other word that we've been speaking about, but it points out there in the Greek dictionary that it includes proper instruction. Admonition is incomplete without it. The father's position is one of love, but the instruction from the father has to be strong. I describe it as like a brick covered in velvet. It's hard but soft around the edges to the advantage and the betterment of the family. Fathers, the scripture teaches, honor your father. Go back to verse 2 there in Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right in verse 1. But verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Fathers, honor your father. The word here is timao, T-I-M-A-O. It's a Greek word. It means to prize, to fix a high value upon as a prized possession. To revere and value. It means do not take it lightly, your father, but honor your father, because your children will then honor their father by the way you honor your father. Who? Your earthly father and your heavenly father as well. You as father must be the spiritual head of the house. It never works, or seldom does it work, for mom to take the kids to church while dad stays home and mows the grass or plays golf. And the way you honor your earthly father shows your honor to the heavenly father as well. So in conclusion, the relationship provided by the role of father is crucial not only to the family's well-being, but to the social part of a country as well. And unfortunately, it is one of the big problems in America today. What do we have? A system that's developing people with no identification. They don't want to be identified. They don't know who they are. They're bastards and not sons. My advice this morning to fathers is take this role seriously. provide a good role model to your children by honoring your father and instructing them and chastening them in love. Treat them as sons and not bastards. Let's pray. Father, how grateful we are to you as our Heavenly Father. We honor you. We're grateful for our earthly fathers as well. We thank you for them. I just pray that you would continue to work with the fathers, particularly in America today. There's much needed to be done with regard to this subject. I pray that you will continue to give us all open hearts and minds with regard to what the Scripture teaches with regard to this, and that we may continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of you. For it's in our Father's name that we pray, Christ Jesus. Amen.